inflammatory type issues, all autoimmune diseases. We are now finding, and people like Diane Potocki, a nutritionist who's really worked in the clinical area of helping people with autoimmune diseases. And as I've worked in the last 12 years with the wellness profile, any person that had been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, the scores that they had in the section on yeast in the wellness profile and the scores that they had on the Candida questionnaire were off the charts. Diane Potocki has actually stated in several seminars that I have listened to that she believes beyond a shadow of a doubt that some of the immune system breakdown, not just in low resistance to disease, but in actual the body turning against itself, which is the basis of these autoimmune diseases, is the candida overgrowth in the gut and the toxicity levels that have been in the bloodstream, the weakening of the liver, and the immune system just totally shuts down and then actually begins attacking the body. And so this is a very important area when we're trying to prevent autoimmune diseases. When we see scores for people of yeast on the wellness questionnaire that are high, I am going to talk to them very straight. I'm not going to sugarcoat things. I'm going to be very honest in letting them know they have to clear up the yeast issues, because it is a condition that can eventually, left untreated, break the immune system down and create the basis for autoimmune diseases. And for those people that we work with that have an autoimmune disease, we must help them begin to turn this around. Because what we have found is that without treating the candida, the levels of nutrients that these people with autoimmune diseases have to be taking on a daily basis are so high that many of them become discouraged, and it doesn't get to the bottom of the problem. It doesn't find the cause of immune system breakdown. And so we've got to help people with the immune system autoimmune issues to take care of the candida issues, and they are going to be able then to have major help with the symptom levels. They're going to get a much better response to a better diet, a much better response to the Shaklee supplementation that they're going to be using, and their immune system health is going to be able to respond in higher resistance to disease, so that they're going to be able to fight things off, and they're not going to be relying on drugs, which just is going to continue to compound the problem. So as we look at these issues, this, and you can probably see why I've labeled this guy a terrorist. And now I want to really get into looking at how can we, in natural ways, turn this around. And I have been looking for years to go as natural as possible. There are some testings. I've alluded through this call to the questionnaires, the Candida questionnaire, the wellness profile questionnaire, which is filled out and then fed into the computer that helps to give us levels of nutritional deficiencies, weaknesses in glands and organs, gives us levels of high levels or very high levels of yeast. Also, a home test, a saliva test, can be given, and this can be sent via email to people to be able to help them to determine some of these things. Many times, just by listening to the questionnaire, you know, listening to the symptoms that are on the questionnaire, they're going to be able to see, oh my gosh, you know, I have a lot of these things, if they know that they're related to candida overgrowth. Now, as I have been working in the last 12 years specifically to find a protocol that's going to be as natural as possible, I have worked, and I want to give you just a little background before I get into exactly what we found works the best. Because there are many great herbals that have helped. Things like oil of oregano, that is a yeast fungus killer. Padiaco tea, myrrh. Garlic, our Shaklee garlic is a powerful antifungal, and it will kill yeast. And for many people who have decided that they maybe want to do the yeast kill a little faster, they've gone with fungicides, actual drugs that kill the candida. But what we have found, not only is candida a terrorist, When you begin to kill it, he turns into a